So I'm here with Ricky Medlock from Lindner Skinnert. Welcome back to Germany.
Good to be back.
Ricky, there was a time in the 90s where you came very often to Europe for touring, but during the last 10 years you neglected us a bit. In Munich it's been 8 years since last time. Any reason for that?
I don't think it's been quite that long. I mean, I think we were back over here right before the God and Guns record, and I think we were actually back over here during God and Guns. Understand that, you know, for a band such as the size of Lindner Skinnert, I mean, you got 9 people up there on stage traveling just alone, you know, much less the entourage. So it takes a lot to put it all together to get it done. We've had a lot of personal tragedies that has happened, you know, since I've been back, you know, for the last 16 years. Not that we neglected, it's just the way it worked out. You know, I was over here with the band when I first got back with the band. I think we came over in 96, and we're here in 96. Then we came back over again, I think, in 99. And I think we were back over here in 2002. And then about 3.5 years ago, we came over after Billy had died, after Billy had passed away. He and Ian, and we ended up getting a couple of new guys, and we came over in May of, I think it was 2009, about 3 years ago now. And actually, this time it was to set up, you know, everything for the next record. We just finished the new record. But I don't think it's a very intentional thing that we stay away from Europe. I know that I used to tour Europe quite a lot with my old band Blackfoot, and as a matter of fact, I lived in London off and on for like 3 years, you know, and loved it. I mean, Blackfoot used to come over and love to tour over here. I like coming over here and playing. The band loves coming over and playing. So hopefully, you know, it won't be too much longer. We'll get back over again after the new record. I know that we're coming back over to do the Classic Rock Music Awards in London in November. We're going to do some dates around that to make it work out right, you know, financially, you know. And I think it's going to be cool, man. We're looking forward to this next record coming out and what it has to hold for us, you know, touring-wise, you know.
Okay. Lindner Skinnert lost quite a few members over the years. Not only in the 70s, but also during the last few years. You've lost a lot of friends, good friends. How much did this influence the band, the current attitude and the musical input? Can you draw a short retrospective? And please, can you name all current members now?
Well, we've got some really great members with us right now. I mean, we lost, you know, since I've been back in the band, we lost Leon, Huey Thomason, Billy, you know, Billy Powell, and also the guy that took Leon's place, Ian Evans, and we lost those guys. You know, we replaced, we had Peter Keys came in and has just done a phenomenal job, you know, for Billy. And then when, you know, Ian passed away, we had a guy by the name of Robert Kearns, played with us the last several years, 3 years. He opted to leave us right before we started the new record to play with Sheryl Crow. So he's gone on to do that. But we have a phenomenal new bass player right now. The original Black Crowes bassist, Johnny Colt, is with us now and doing a great job. So we're looking forward to, you know, at least somebody coming in, being a permanent guy now, you know, and just hanging tough with us, you know.
What is the situation like right now for bands like you in America? Is it still the name same, or did it become harder over the years? How is Southern Rock doing it over there anyway?
Well, you know, I think that, to be honest with you, I think that, first of all, bands such as ourselves are, you know, to me, are very few and far between. You've got some newer Southern Rock guys to me that are carrying on the tradition. You've got Blackstone Cherry, you've got Blackberry Smoke, stuff. I mean, you got bands like that, you know, all of which are friends and have toured with us at one point or another. I think as far as Southern rock goes, you know, they're bands that happen to come from the South, so they're automatically they're labeled, you know, Southern rock guys, you know. I think that Southern rock as we know it, as Lynyrd Skynyrd knows it, I don't think there is anymore. I think that the newer bands are taking and formulating their own kind of...
Blackstone Cherry?
Yeah, Blackstone Cherry is
a... influence.
I think Blackstone Cherry, to be honest with you, is more toward the Southern side like Blackfoot was. They're a heavy band.
Blackfoot, yeah.
You know? Whereas Blackberry Smoke is more toward the Lynyrd Skynyrd style Southern rock, you know? I find that rewarding. I think that's cool. At least somebody's carrying on the tradition and, you know, staying with their guns, you know what I mean?
Okay. There's a new album on the way.
We got a brand new record called Last of the Dying Breed, which, you know, to me, Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, is, you know, one of those bands that is the last of a dying breed, you know, along with the Stones and AC/DC and Aerosmith and, you know, all those guys are last of their, you know, is the last of a dying breed of kind of bands, you know. I often tell people, if you've never seen the band before, go see them before it's too late, you know.
What does the new album does sound like? Is it more back to the roots?
It's more, back, more back to the roots,
the
more
last
rock.
Album sound a lot of country stuff?
No, not so much, no. No, we've, you know what we did was we decided what we were going to do. We were going to go back to a more of a rootsy thing. We went back. We got in the studio, all of us together. We worked the songs up. We recorded them, all of us in the room together, like a live situation like we used to. And it came out really nice. I mean, it was really enjoyable, you know, to do it that way. I like doing it that way, you know, because you... What you do is you feed off one another. You know what I mean? And that's always fun.
Thank you. What do your future plans look like? There are only a few shows here in Germany. So any plans for yet another trip over here? Maybe with more dates?
Well, I think what basically... Germany? Yeah, I think basically what's going on is that we want to put the record out. Start the ball rolling. You know, we'll come back over for the awards. It was mentioned that we were going to do a couple of shows in England around the awards, maybe a couple of shows either before that, either maybe in Germany, and a couple of shows after in France. Mm-hmm. We just got to wait. We got to figure this out. You know, it's all in the planning stages right now, you know?
Okay. What is your general attitude towards the music biz, and what do you think about the current situation?
Of what?
Of the music business.
Oh. Well, I think the music business is not the music business that I grew up with. There's a lot of, you know, you got the thing, you got the internet nowadays, you know, and a lot of downloading and a lot of ripping off music and a lot of, you know, the music business is not what I grew up with. When I grew up in the music business, record companies signed bands to, you know, make their own career as a record company happen and a band's career. Nowadays, there's not too many really what you say big record companies left anymore. And even those signed bands, as long as you're having a hit, they're with you. When you quit having hits, you're gone, you know. So that's how music has changed. That's how the business has changed.
Last two questions. What's your wish for the future?
Oh, I don't know, you know, to stay as healthy as I can, you know, knock on wood, and to keep making music. I love writing and creating. I love performing in this band. This is my number one thing. I've got some side projects going on that's underway right now. I got a thing called Homeland Nation that I'm doing that's a documentary/reality show about Native American cultures. Different Native American nations within our own nation that I'm the host, on-camera host and narrator, voiceover, music for. I'm producing a couple of bands and, you know, writing and recording producing them. We'll see what happens with that. But I keep myself busy, you know.
Last question. Imagine you were live on a radio station and the DJ asks you spontaneously what you want to hear, any song by any artist. Can you speak this as an idea?
And a song that I want?
You would like to hear a song? You can wish anything. Just
okay, you got
three,
it.
3, 2, 1.
Sure. Hi, this is Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you know what I'd like to hear? Manic Depression from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yeah.